SportsEdge.com Sideline Report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
And good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. As always, thanks for joining us this morning. Tonight, the second region volleyball championship will be played over at Hopkins County Central High School in Morton's Gap. It'll be Henderson County and Heritage Christian Academy for the championship at 6 o'clock. HCA is the defending second region champion. Lady Warriors defeated Caldwell County in opening round action Tuesday night, and they've made it back to the championship game this season. So Henderson and Heritage Christian tonight for the second region volleyball championship. We've got football action coming up for you Friday night. The Tiger football team will go to Murray for the regular season finale. The Murray Tigers are 9-0 this season, so be sure and join us for that. Our coverage, as always, begins with your Sports Edge Football Friday at 5:30 on Friday, and kickoff time set for 7 o'clock at historic Ty Holland Stadium in Murray. Again, Caldwell County football wrapping up the regular season this week at Murray. And then next week, the Class 2A playoff start with a trip to Hancock County for the Caldwell County Tigers. Coming up this morning on the show, we'll talk with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com on a lot of different topics. Also, we'll chat with John Wright of the Murray Ledger and Times with the Tiger football team's trip to Murray coming up Friday night. So stay with us. More to come on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Every 2 minutes, breast cancer changes a woman's life in the U.S. We invite you to stand together in hope, strength, and support. Goodwin Funeral Home, the Persnickety Pig, and West Kentucky Memorials have united in the fight against breast cancer. Because every woman's story matters. Join us as we honor survivors, remember those we've lost, and work toward a cure. Together, our support makes a difference. Let's show breast cancer it picked the wrong community.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hedcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan Watts.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late-breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com.
The info you need, the people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com. When we say
classic hits,
we mean
American.
WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com. WPKY.
Traveling the Bluegrass with host Alan Watts has another busy week. Alan, where are you traveling this week?
We celebrate 100 years of service with the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton, meet Maysville Farm Credit Mid-American Loan Officer Dwayne Kinney, and visit with 93-year-old Marcus Ely, who has played Santa Claus in Benham, Kentucky for the past 69 years.
That's Traveling the Bluegrass weekdays around 6 a.m. and after the WPKY Noon News Edge.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, good morning. Thanks for tuning in today. Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your Sports Edge with you this morning. Again, Tiger football on the road Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff time as the Tigers take their 6-3 record to Murray. The Murray Tigers 9-0 on the season. Kaawa County, not a district game for the Tigers this season. Murray went up to Class 3A after last season, so no longer part of the district plans, but a big matchup as Kaawa County looks to spoil Murray's undefeated season. We're having a little bit of trouble getting a hold of Tom Rogers and making the connection this morning. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report in just a moment. Stay with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Sues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Sues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Sues.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
This Halloween, bring your little ghouls and goblins to Main Street for the trick-or-treat on Main event. Starting at 4 p.m. on October 31st, our downtown transforms into a spooky, candy-filled wonderland for families and friends. Join the frightful fun, haunting music, and treats galore thanks to our sponsors, Raider Auctions and the Joshua Tree Boutique. Costumes encouraged. Don't miss Main Street's spooktacular celebration, where the real treat is the memories you'll make. See you there.
For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
A little mood music for you on a Thursday morning here at WPKY as the Kaawa County Tiger football team gets set to take a Halloween trip down to Murray this week to take on the Murray Tigers Friday night. This is the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. And we are joined now by John Wright of the Murray Ledger and Times. We're going to talk a little sports with him this morning. And John, first of all, thanks for coming on the show and welcome back to the Sideline Report this morning.
I'm telling you what, that was a heck of an introduction right there with old Vincent Price and the Thriller.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat that. Tell us about the Murray Tigers. They're 9-0 this season and look like they're going to be a tough team to beat this year.
It's kind of appropriate that song was playing because that's kind of what they are this year. They are very, very, very dangerous. Lots of speed, lots of athletic ability on this team, but they appear to have a certain feel for how important this is. Now I know they've had some penalty issues. That's always going to be a concern, but they've been able to overcome it really just with raw power and raw speed. And they are very, very, very good, and they're going to be very tough to handle, I think.
Yeah. When was the last time that Murray was undefeated this late in the season?
I haven't had a chance to really look that up. I've been thinking about that myself. I'm gonna say probably it's been at least a decade, maybe two.
Oh, wow.
I think maybe Steve Duncan had one back in his time, but I'm really not sure about that. I haven't had a real good chance to look that up. Maybe I'll look that up while we're on the air. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be a cool stat because, Caldwell County would like nothing more than to ruin Murray's perfect season, but I know Murray has a chance not just to go 10-0 during the regular season, but I think the Murray Tigers have a chance to make some noise in the Class 3A playoffs this season.
They're not worried about undefeated seasons. They're worried about Melvin Cunningham said it from the word go. The goal is to be in Lexington and win the state championship. And so far, they've done really nothing to dispel that.
Yeah, Cunningham's done a good job in his time there at Murray.
Yes, he has. He came from a program in Ohio that he really built from practically nothing, from what I remember. And by the time he left, they were a real player in Southeast Ohio. Now, if you know about football, high school football in the United States, there's one state that comes to mind, Ohio. So many great players have come through there. So many great programs have come from there. State of Ohio produces just tons of talent, and tons of coaching talent throughout time. And when he came down from Ohio, I was asking the athletic director, Ann Greenfield, I said, how'd y'all get this guy? And she said, it's just one of those things. Everything came together, and here he is, and he has been just a tremendous, tremendous find for this Tiger program.
Yeah, they've got a great season going, and when I look at the Murray Tigers, I've watched a couple of the games, and it just looks like offensively they're a really balanced team.
They are. They got a great quarterback. Wyatt Robbins, of course, is now in his second full year as a starter over there. He really has a feel for the offense. He loves being at the trigger of an offense like this, and he can throw the ball. He's really got a nice throw, especially on the deep ball. He has hit a lot of deep balls for touchdowns this year, and they've been in situations where he's just dropped it right in the bucket. So it's not him just throwing it up and his receivers trying to adjust. They're catching it in stride over their shoulders and in full speed. You do that, you're going to score a bunch of points, and that's what they've been doing. But they run the ball. Amarian Bomar is a very, very good running back. I noticed him last year. Great vision. He has the ability to cut back against the grain after he gets out of the main line. Of course, Isaiah Martin, just an electric player, tremendous speed, but maybe as dangerous with his lateral quickness, ability to dodge people in the open field. And it just goes on and on. Joshua Bridges has... He was a transfer from Christian County this year. He has been a real, real problem for opposing offenses or opposing defenses. Last week scored scored three touchdowns, I believe, against Hop Central. So it just goes on and on. They've got weapons everywhere, and there's a lot more I haven't even talked about who are there for them this year.
Oh, yeah, when you start looking at them, the quarterback's really good. He can throw it. He can run it. They've got three or four kids that will run the football. There's a couple of big-time receivers on that team, and they're not bad up front either to go along with all that.
They got a sophomore lineman who plays like a senior, Ryan Walls. We noticed him last year. He is already being looked at by some big schools, and there's a reason for that. He is very, very well-skilled. He's very technical for his age, and he is – you just don't get past him very often. I haven't seen too many defenders be able to get past him and you know, cause him to have distress on the line. I think he plays tackle.
Now, what does Murray look like on the defensive side of the ball? Because I noticed a lot of the same names on that side of the ball that they have on offense.
Walls, of course, is a defensive tackle. Gage Chapman at linebacker has been a real, real monster. He was injured earlier in the year. And it looks like he has come back, and he has been wanting to just exact revenge or anything, but he clearly did not like missing time, and he is more than made up for it. He's one of the top tacklers in the state. Martin, as a defensive back, he's as dangerous as he is a receiver. If he intercepts the ball, there's a very good chance it's going to be a pick six because of his ability in the open field. They just go, you know, down the line. You got players who just buy into Melvin's system as a defender. Of course, Melvin was an All-American at Marshall University. And one of the people he had across from him every day was a guy named Randy Moss. So Melvin knows a thing or two about defense, and it clearly shows with how they play.
Well, if you're a Caldwell County fan, you're kind of looking for some kind of weakness in Murray to try to exploit. And, you know, about the only thing I can find is they've had a couple of games where they've given up some points, but I don't know if that was because they were up a lot and gave up some points later, or if there's maybe a chink in the Murray defense someplace that maybe Caldwell County can try to exploit Friday night.
Well, looking at the schedule this year, Murray High has played a very good schedule this year. Two games that really, really stand out to me. One game to me, early in the year, I was thinking, oh boy, are they going to be really all that in a bag of chips like everyone's thinking? And that was the Owensboro Apollo game. 48-34 was the final score, a lot of points. Murray High clearly had some issues defensively that night. Now, we now know that Gage Chapman did not play for the first several weeks of the season, so once he got back, some of those numbers started going down on the defensive side. But as we have now seen, Apollo has turned into a real player. Apollo's won three in a row, and they just got through beating MNH. I think it was in Madisonville. And Apollo really looks like a good football team right now. They're going to be hosting a playoff game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're not a weak team.
Yeah. Yeah, they've really turned it on, especially of late, and like you said, have really set themselves up nicely for the playoffs. For Caldwell County, though, it looks like a big challenge this week, especially we think the Tigers will be without Cam Wilson this week after he had the knee injury last week down at Crittenden County. So definitely an uphill battle for Caldwell County this week. But when you look at this series overall, and I know it's not a district game anymore, but Caldwell and Murray have played some fun games over the past couple of decades.
You better believe they have. They've had a real, real fun rivalry for the last several years. But it goes back even farther than that.
Oh, yeah.
1974. Your folks over there probably remember that. People who could remember that. Caldwell came over here, and they spoiled Murray High's homecoming. And that was the year Murray High won the state championship, and that game was looked at as the key to Murray High winning, because that got them snapped back to attention, and they became a real, real problem after that and went all the way to the state championship. But Caldwell had a real, real good moment over here at Ty Holland Stadium that night.
Yeah, there have been some other big games in the playoffs recently. I know one year Caldwell went down to Murray and trailed 21-7 in the fourth quarter, came back and won that game 24-21. That was one of those Elijah Sindelar teams. But then I think Murray got Caldwell back in the playoffs that season.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah.
Murray High went over to Princeton and just kind of pounded them. And I believe one of the key guys was a kid named Hornbuckle, who later went to Duke.
Yeah.
And he was he played both sides. He was a tight end for the offense and a real, real tough matchup. I want to say he had like two very long touchdown catches that night in that return engagement. He also was a holy terror on defense as a attacking defensive end who really was a sack master.
you know, one thing I'm going to kind of miss this year, we don't get the Murray-Mayfield matchup we typically do. And, you know, I wish the schedule would have worked out for those two teams to play, because I think they've ended up being two of the top teams in Western Kentucky this season.
Oh, goodness sakes. That would have been a heck of a ball game. But things happen. And believe it or not, Murray and Mayfield have not always played. They've been in different classifications before and not played each other. So this is not anything real new. But this season, yeah, a lot of people in Murray really, really were kind of licking their chops to get a shot at the Cardinals, I think. So that would have been just an amazing ball game. But, yeah, that's not something we can talk about. It didn't happen.
Well, the Murray Tigers in Class 3A this season, I think that's the first time they've ever been in 3A. And back before the current realignment, there was some talk that maybe Caldwell County was going to end up back in 3A. So just kind of interesting that Murray's gone from a 1A school to now playing in the 3A ranks.
When I first realized that Murray High was going to 3A, I was like, oh, good gosh, this is weird. I come up from when there were only four classes in Kentucky, and 3A included teams like Paducah-Tillman, Madisonville, Owensboro Senior. I think Graves County started out at 3A when they first came along, but these 3A teams, they were big, they were huge, and now Murray High is in 3A. I'm like, yeah. Good gosh, how's this happen?
Well, and a lot of discussion around the state that six classes are too many, and I'm not sure how to go on that, but it just seems to me like over the last 20 or 30 years, we've seen places that are football schools still be football schools, but the schools that were maybe not as great in football, those programs seem to have gone down. So the gap between the good teams and the bad teams, it seems to have gotten wider over the years.
It seems like that, but, here's the great part about high school sports. You can have teams jump up out of nowhere. I mean, look what we got in our backyard here. I mean, Murray High is having an incredible season, but oh, by the way, Callaway County is having a pretty good season too, considering they had a 17-game losing streak coming into this season. Kobe Lewis has just done an amazing job with this team, and he's got a chance to lead this team to a winning season tomorrow night when they played Marshall. Who saw that coming? But, again, it just goes to show you this can happen in high school sports. If everything comes together, a great thing can happen. You are right. I believe we have had some teams that have gone down who maybe who've gone even farther down. We've had one program that was very, very close to my heart, completely disband football altogether, and that was Fulton City. Half of my family roots are South Fulton, Tennessee, so Fulton, Kentucky means a lot to me. And that Fulton City does not have football anymore, to me, is an absolute shame. That cannot happen. And I just wish somehow, some way, the Bulldogs could come back and be able to play football again down there.
You know, football is a costly venture, though. It costs a lot to outfit a team, to get the helmets and the pads and all those good things and the uniforms. And you need numbers, too. You know, years and years and years ago, if you had 15 or 20 players, you might be able to get away with it. But anymore, you've almost got to have about 30 kids on your team to try to make a go out of it.
You do, but there's one team in this area. Well, it may not necessarily be the Caldwell County area. There's a team in this area, though, that's pulling it off, and it's another one that's very close to my heart, and this is Lake County, Tennessee. Down in Tiftonville, my roots are originally Tennessee, which is a smaller community in Lake County. But Lake County is one of the top programs year in and year out in the state of Tennessee in Class A. This year, they are only fielding 18 players, and I believe right now their record is 7-2.
Oh, wow. That's tough to pull off.
But if you've got the wherewithal, if you've got the guts, if you've got the tradition, and there's been seasons where Lake County had many more players, but they've been able to keep it together, and here they are, and they're either 6-3 or 7-2. I can't remember, but they had a huge game a few weeks ago against South Fulton, down in South Fulton, and they beat them. And South Fulton is a really good team this year. So Lake County shows you you can still do it if you really want to. And I wish, again, a place like Fulton City would look at that and say, hey, we can pull this off. Or go to eight-man football. I think they've got that in Kentucky, don't they?
They used to have. I'm not sure if anybody still plays it now, but that's always kind of intrigued me. I would like for them to try to get that going and, you know, full speed and maybe get some of the smaller schools to have a football program. But, again, I think for a lot of small schools, it's a cost thing. You know, for years, Livingston Central has talked about wanting to play football, but they've never quite gotten there. And did you know that the original plans for Livingston Central High School had a football field beside the school where the parking lot is right now? So when they built that school, they were at least thinking, hey, we're going to have a football team at some point.
Now, that would have been below the hill where the baseball field is, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, right there.
I'm going to tell you what, Livingston Central has one of the most beautiful campuses anywhere. And their baseball field, when you're up there and you see the Ohio River in the background, that's just one of the most beautiful backdrops. I wish they would have built a football field on top of that hill. That would have been incredible. But
yeah, go ahead.
I've heard that rumor also with Livingston. I've also heard that with Lyon from time to time. And you just wonder. I saw something on ESPN a few years ago. Six-man football out of Texas. And they treat that like it's just the biggest thing in the world for those little towns, like 200, 500 population. I mean, good gosh. What kind of fun are those places having?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we have six-man football here? That would be amazing for some of these little places like Carlisle, Hickman County, Lyon, Livingston. You don't think they would have fun on Friday nights with that?
Oh, yeah. We are talking this morning with John Wright of the Murray Ledger and Times. And, John, appreciate you coming on today and talking sports with us. How long have you been at the Murray Ledger and Times now?
This is my second tour of duty here. The first one was 2002 to 2005 after I came from Benton, where I've been the sports editor for the Tribune Courier, handling Marshall County mainly for 10.5 or almost 11 years. And then I came here in 2012, and this is where I've been since. Came as a news person, and then in 2021 I decided to take the sports job, and oh my gosh, if I had known if I had known the things I was going to cover, man.
Well, I was going to say
it's just been a wild ride.
Yeah, I think you were at Marshall County when I first started at the Times Leader here in Princeton. So
I was.
Yeah, you know, we've both been going at it for a while.
I tell you, you look back at those days at Marshall. I was talking to someone about this the other day in 1998. Well, first of all, 1995. Football is my favorite sport, and back when they were still only four classes. The Friday after Thanksgiving, 95, Marshall County played St. X in the sub-state with a chance to go to Louisville for the state championship. I think the crowd was 7,000 that night at Carroll Trailer Stadium.
Oh, wow.
98, Marshall County and Henderson County had the number one matchup in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. A huge first district matchup in 4A. Henderson was number six, Marshall was eight, and Marshall beat him 42-41 in triple overtime at Henderson in front of a crowd, probably 5,000, 6,000, easy. Just those things you just don't forget. And this past year, I was able to cover my first state championship in person where one of my teams won, and that was Callaway County's boys winning the 2A basketball championship at Owensboro.
Yeah, that's always fun.
And, of course, there's all the things that Murray State has had. My gosh, I've been so blessed, Todd. And today could be another day. Murray State soccer is trying to win the Missouri Valley Conference championship today at Indiana State.
Well, I was going to ask you about Murray State. You know, I know you're a big Murray State guy, and, of course, I guess all of Murray State is, and the whole community there is still kind of kind of buzzing a little bit about the College World Series. I mean, how often was that?
Well, that just there's another log to the fire, huh?
Yeah.
I've been able to go to NCAA tournaments since I've been in this job, and some sports people have to wait like 20 years to get a chance. I only took this job in 2021. I've gone to an NCAA basketball tournament. I've gone to the NCAA softball tournament. I've had a team go to the NCAA women's championship. I never got a chance to go out there, though. And then go to the College World Series in Omaha, satisfying a lifelong dream. Baseball's been a huge part of our family. My granddaddy was a giant baseball person down in Ridgely, Tennessee. And that experience, I know they went 0-2, but hey, just being there was just an incredible thing. And you know what? I know Gage Wood no-hit the Racers, and I know he had just an incredible day. But guess what? Murray State, they did not make it easy for Arkansas that day. It was only 3-0. If Gage Wood is off just a little bit, Murray State might have beaten them.
Oh, yeah, I thought the Racers, you know, played well out there. There were just some really, really good teams out there.
UCLA was a very good team, but I tell you what, a couple of bad bounces for us. Dom Decker, who's now transferred to Ole Miss, he had a line drive that if it gets down, it's going to be a triple against UCLA. That's a different ball game. Murray State gave a great account of themselves out there, and I was just so proud of that team. And I'm not sure they're done. Dan is a great coach. We've kept him. That's a victory in itself that Nico Yanko and his folks in the AD office were able to pull off. But it sounds like he's got some heavy, heavy material coming in this year again. And who knows?
Well,
you just never know.
Yeah, and hopefully he doesn't have to mow his own field anymore.
He doesn't do that.
Oh, we saw those stories, and I'm like, maybe he mowed it at one time when he was an assistant coach, but I don't know. I'm not sure where that got started, but everybody picked up on it. The next thing you know, it's a national story.
I don't know how that happened. I'm not going to name names or anything like that, but when I saw that, there was a side of me that said, okay, you need to do a column on this and dispel it, but I said, you know what? People are having fun with it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. And next thing you know, you got T-shirts showing up in Omaha, and I'm like, oh, well.
but I don't think a lot of people understand the significance of Murray State going to the College World Series, because the entire college baseball tournament is not set up for a number four team to have a number four seed to have any success whatsoever. You don't only have to beat somebody once. You've got to beat them twice usually, and then you've got to go through all these other steps. I compare Murray State getting to the College World Series in baseball, that would be like the Murray State Racer men's basketball team getting to the Final Four.
Yeah, but that's not exactly an impossible commodity anymore.
No, but it's really, really tough, you know.
It is tough. It is tough. But if you got the talent and you got the if you've got the cohesiveness, it can happen. I mean, remember, you had teams like Fresno State that have won the College World Series. You have Coastal Carolina, who was there this year. They won the College World Series once. Wichita State, when they were in the Missouri Valley Conference, won it all. So it's not unheard of that the little guy slays the Giants.
Yeah.
And, again, a couple of bounces going Murray State's way, they could have been really doing something out there in Omaha, and goodness sakes, if they had beaten UCLA and somehow beaten Arkansas, well, what would that have done? Goodness sakes.
The main difference to me between basketball and baseball, if you upset somebody in basketball, they're done. In baseball, you know, you beat Ole Miss, and then you look up again, and, well, we got to beat them again to advance. So, like I said, it's not really set up for the number four seed to have a whole lot of success.
Well, look at the number one seed in the tournament this past year.
Yep.
Did Vanderbilt make it to Omaha? Nope. They were knocked out in their first round. By who? Wright State. Are you kidding me? it can happen.
Yeah, and baseball is a different animal. You know, if you have the pitching and some timely hitting, you can win some baseball games. And then, you know, once you get on a roll, you're tough to beat.
Well, look at what's happening in the World Series right now. Who thought Toronto had a chance in Hades against the Dodgers?
I had the Dodgers in six, so that's not
going to happen. I'm going to make a prediction. I think Toronto takes them out in six.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow night. I think they get Yamamoto. He's due for a bad one. After you've had two complete games in a row, I've seen this happen over and over. You think, well, it happened here, going back to high school. It happened here in the boys' soccer a few weeks ago. Murray High, I didn't think anyone had a chance to beat them. And Marshall County, of all teams, who was probably the lesser of all the seeds in that regional, took them out in the first round. So anything's possible, and a great team is due a bad game. And I think Toronto being at home is going to be a real problem for the Dodgers in this one. The pressure is going to be really on them. They were the favorites coming in here. And Toronto looks like they're playing with house money at this point. They just seem loose as can be. I just see Toronto winning this thing.
Should be interesting. Like I say, you never know when you show up. That's why we all show up on game night. It's what I like about high school sports. You know, you think you've got it figured out, and then you don't.
I've seen it happen so many times. You have, too. The favorite team goes in. They're not dialed in all the way, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're in a dogfight, and a couple of bounces go the other way, and they got a big L. You've seen it. Seen it. We've all seen it.
Should be a fun game Friday night. Caldwell County headed to Murray, and kickoff time at 7 o'clock. John, appreciate you coming on this morning and talking sports with us, and we'll have to do it again sometime, and we'll talk a little basketball next time you're on.
All right, man. God bless you. You guys have a good one over there, all right?
All right, thanks,
happy
John.
Halloween.
Yep, see ya.
All right.
John Wright of Murray Ledger and Times. He's the sports editor there. Of course, the Caldwell County Tigers with a big Halloween trip to Murray coming up Friday night, and we'll have the game for you here on WPKY. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report. More after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series Subcompact Tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Come see us at H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate you tuning in today. Thanks to John Wright from the Murray Ledger and Times for coming on the show this morning and talking a lot of sports with us. Football coming up Friday night, the Tigers at Murray. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you here on WPKY with your Sports Edge Football Friday, starting things at 5:30. The Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball team finished up its season this week. Lady Tigers falling to Heritage Christian Academy in the first round of the second region volleyball tournament. But the Lady Tigers end their season with a 17-11 record and another 7th district championship this season. The championship game of the second region tournament is tonight over at Hopkins County Central in Morton's Gap. It'll be Henderson County and Heritage Christian Academy for the championship, and that starts at 6 o'clock tonight over at Morton's Gap. Need to get to another break. Back with more on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Are you ready? It's time to play WPKY's This or That, the game that pits bands against artists as they battle it out to see who will be voted number one. This week's contestants are
the Black Crowes.
Hey, little babe, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm show on the henna now, just around.
The battle begins. Text your favorite now to 270-963-9038. On Friday, someone will win a prize just for voting. This or That, only on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, we thank John Wright from the Murray Ledger and Times for coming on the show this morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. I appreciate you listening this morning to the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY, Princeton.